Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I am so beat. I'm going to tell you guys straight out. I know I bring the energy, but I just got to go to bed after the show. Everybody's going to be like, oh, come on, it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. No, I'm just exhausted. I'm running on fumes here, but you know what I'm having for breakfast? I kid you not, I'm having Chinese food for breakfast. I'm sorry, but that's my breakfast for today. Oh, you know, I just love Chinese food. It's just one of my favorite foods. I know this, you know, in some places it can probably be very fattening, but the fact that, you know, some things really are not that bad for you. Some of the, you know, people think it's all heavy and stuff. It's where you go to get it and what you eat. And I've actually had the experience of people actually cooking, you know, real Chinese food for me. And it's quite a difference. It's not as heavy and stuff. And I feel very lucky, very blessed because, you know, as I ramble, everything always leads into another. And he is, what's this thing? I'm trying to, like, look at, someone just posted, I'm sorry that I get interrupted here. I'm just trying to look at someone. I have my Facebook page open. Once again, I do everything by myself, and I'm just, like, trying to figure out what somebody, you know, I'm running the show, I'm in the chat room, and other things, people posted comments, and I'm trying to do 50 million things at once. I run everything myself. I'm my own boss on this show. But getting back to what I wanted to say, you know, the holiday seasons are coming up, and we just had up here in Maine the street shutdown, and it's really kind of a big event where I actually went out as the Crow. One of my favorite characters of all time to dress up like. I love, love, love The Crow. It's one of my favorite all-time films of all time. It's just something, I don't know if it gives me goosebumps, where, you know, Brandon Lee, his girlfriend's name is Shelley, and I'm just like, he's saying my name. But it's just something where I do not know, maybe he's like the anti-hero, and it shows that we all go through pain, but the beautiful thing is, in the film stuff, I mean, it's kind of violent, I admit that, and it's really kind of rough in the beginning in some spots where it's like, oh, you just want to tear out and cry. But the thing is that Eric is portrayed by Brandon Lee, rest in peace, Brandon, and it's just that even after death, he's still in love with the woman that he was going to marry, and that is Shelley Webster. And it's something that is just, it's just something that's a profound effect on me, this film. I don't know why, but it's maybe because in reality, you know how they say, like, art imitates life and life imitates art? It's something to do with The Crow. I don't know why. I mean, I remember, you know, seeing it in the theaters a few times back even when, you know, it was a shock when Brandon, when he passed away, and it still affects me. And, I mean, I was little, I think when Bruce Lee passed away, I was actually on the earth, you know, I was like 3 years old when he was actually on the earth. So I actually was here when Bruce Lee was on the earth, but, you know, 3 years old, you're not going to really know much of anything. And just to know that when Brandon Lee passed away, I was kind of like dumbfounded going, no, it's not real. No, he's not. And, you know, it's just those things that affect all of us. And I still, you know, still in disbelief that, you know, Brandon had, you know, passed away. And I don't really want to get into the details. It's just kind of still of a shock to me. It's kind of, you know, like with any family members that you think of. I mean, it wasn't related to Brandon, but his, you know, his character in The Crow, it just took a hold of me, and I've always loved, and this is going on for many years, loved it, and I think people think, because I love Jackie Chan so much, they think my number one film, I mean, it's kind of thought of, Jackie Chan films I'm always going to love, always in my top 20s, his films and such, but there's a few films that I've actually loved my whole entire life. One of my favorite ones is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and that's the one with Gene Wilder. That's one of my favorite films. One of my other films is Dragon, the Bruce Lee Story, and I guess it's three-way tie, The Crow, and I actually, maybe you can say The Myth, too, but I just like, The Myth is a Jackie Chan film, but I think I go from the three films that I love the most, even though I haven't seen Willy Wonka's film for a while, the one between The Crow and the Dragon Bruce Lee story, because I had a little bit of a stupid accident myself, which was my own stupidity, and I got hurt. And I couldn't walk for 3 days. And I thought I was going to be paralyzed. And I'm thinking, okay, my dream's never going to be able to come true. But at that time period, I mean, I've seen Dragon, the Bruce Lee story so many times. But when I was laying in bed, I watched Bruce Lee, the Dragon story, when, you know, Bruce Lee had gotten hurt. He was paralyzed. And it was way worse than what I was going through. But I had healed, and now I can walk again. So, you know, you just struggle and you just try to go and overcome things, you know, when you have dreams. So, you know, here I am, and I'm so wicked pumped. I mean, Halloween's like, you know, one of my favorite things in the whole world. Love, 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 love it. And it's actually my birthday month, so it's kind of like, it's kind of one of those special things where I feel very lucky to actually have, you know, to have a birthday in a month that I love throughout the year. Of course, you know, I actually love, I love and able to celebrate other holidays, like Chinese New Year, able to actually, you know, able to celebrate that, and a few other holidays, and I mean big in style with lots of food. And I must gain, I think every holiday I must gain like 10 pounds. And it's really, it's a great thing because with Chinese New Year, I watch a lot of great Asian films from overseas, and the food is so wonderful. I can't wait. I can't wait. In January, I have 2 New Years to celebrate, so I cannot wait. I get so pumped up for it. And I just wanted to say congratulations. I want to congratulate one of my ninja pals over in Indonesia, and I'm going to try to bring up his Facebook page. I've known him for quite a while, and he actually just got married in September, and I posted the picture. I don't know if it's coming up in public, but his wedding ceremony, oh, my gosh, is so beautiful. I'm just, like, so blown away. He looks like, it looks like a king and a queen, or if you want to say a prince and a princess. His wife is so beautiful, the way they did the makeup and everything. Oh, it's beautiful. It's in Indonesia, and if I can say his name correctly, and I do apologize because I talk funny, but Indris Haidora, congratulations. Much happiness to you, your wife, and your whole family. That wedding ceremony is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The details in the wedding, congratulations, Indris. Much, much happiness to my ninja pal in Indonesia. Beautiful. Absolutely. The picture, oh, my gosh, a very beautiful wedding ceremony. So congratulations there, Indris. You know, much happiness to you. And to get back to the things that I do, you know, I just feel very lucky, very blessed. And thank you so much to everybody that's been listening to my show. I am glad. I'm just, you know, I cannot believe I have a following listening to my show. But I think with anything, when you have a product, whether it's yourself or, you know, like as an actor, an actress, you know, stunt person, you're a product yourself and you're marketing yourself. So you are actually a product. The thing is, what I do know, no matter if you have a dream, well, it's not that people, they don't care. It's just like when you have a dream, it's just that I do know in the business sense, what are you giving back when you have a dream? How is it going to, you know, help other people? And I think that's what it is when you have a dream, and sometimes, I mean, you can have people that support you, which you can be appreciative, but knowing a thing, my whole point is with my radio show, it is a product. And, you know, it's something that I feel very blissful. I'm following my bliss, and, you know, every insecurities in my life when I'm doing my radio show, it all goes bye-bye. And even though right now I'm trying to talk to you guys, right, and my cat is rubbing up against me, and she's like, come on, come on, you promised you're going to lay down and take a little nap with me, and you guys don't even see this. And I'm like, thank God, because I'm a hot mess right now. And the good thing about radio, you could be sitting in the toilet, you could be doing whatever. You know, nobody can see it. I don't have to have on makeup. I can just roll out of bed and do my radio show. But you guys don't see this. So my cat's at my feet, and she's like, pat me, pat me, pat me. And I'm trying to talk to everybody, whoever is listening and tuning in. I have a little co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Yes, my cat's name is Jackie Chan. Now, Jackie must be going, okay, okay, yeah, your kitty named Jackie Chan. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's, I just want to honor him, you know, but she seems to like the name Jackie. I don't actually call her name. I said, that's Jackie Chan Kitty. Sometimes I just call her Kitty and Jackie, and she goes, you know, she's here, and she's like, come on, lay down. You're exhausted. She's trying to hypnotize me with her love to, like, lay down and cuddle with her. But I, you know, once again, I just wanted to get back and thank my supporters. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I mean, really, seriously, I did not know I would be doing this. Honest to goodness, for once in my life, I'm actually good at something, what I'm doing, and not failing, and I'm so happy of this. I'm so excited, and people listening to my show, I'm so in disbelief. Come on, I talk funny. I talk like Rocky. I'm an underdog, you know. Listen to how I talk. I mean, what do you want? I come from Boston, and I'm not just talking about the suburbs. I've lived in the inner cities of Boston, and, you know, I think it's maybe my energy, and maybe it's the guests I bring on, because I think what it is, too, is like, you know, the guests that I get, you know, I just, it's people that I grown up watching, and I think people can tell when I'm getting excited. It's like real. My show's not scripted. I just do, you know, fly by the seat of your pants kind of thing. I just ramble on. So whatever comes into my mind, it pops up. There it is on the show. So I never know what I'm going to say. It's just like when I have my guests on the show, it's like having a conversation. And sometimes people are like, oh, I can only maybe do a half hour. Next thing you know, they're doing the whole 2 hours with me because people have so much fun on my show. And it's something to where I run it. What I do with my guests, just like in my household, in my home, somebody that's a guest that comes into my household, you know, they're my guest. So on my radio show, when some of the guests on my radio show, they're treated as a guest. I never allow any callers to call in and harass whoever my guest is. You know, I'm sitting there talking about, you know, their dreams and stuff, but I will not allow any callers on my show to call in. It's a warning, you know, that I do tell people on my show. My guests are just like being invited into my household. And I will be announcing soon of future guests. And excuse me, I got a light burp right here. Imagine I'm trying to talk and burp at the same time. I know, this is all nasty. And I don't know what it is, and I try to find interesting things to say. The thing that I just don't get, but if you mention the word poop or something like that, people go into hysterics, and I swear to God, one of the shows I had Crosby Tatum on my show, one of my other little film brothers, where he's doing quite well for himself now. He's out in Hollywood doing something with his film, and I got to catch up with him, find out what's going on, have him back on the show, and see how well he's doing with his film, surprise, surprise. I've been so busy, and it's like I try to keep up with everybody and their stuff, but, you know, it's really hard. And, you know, I had the guys from some of the family from Triceptor Studio on my radio show. We ended up talking about poop. I swear to God, that thing got the most hits. That show got the most hits by talking about poop. I don't know why. I don't have a clue. When we mention the word poop or crap, or weird things like that, people love it. I don't know if it's the nasty, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm just stumbled and stumped because, you know, the crazy things people love. I mean, come on. I like silly things like Bob's Burgers and stuff like that. And that's a family cartoon. Not Family Cartoon. I'm a Family Guy. You know, it's like all those crazy cartoons. You know, like Family Guy and South Park and stuff like that. I like the crazy things because I think when you want to decompress and you don't want to think and you just want to relax, you just want to have some craziness to, like, just watch and decompress and go just, like, laugh at it. You know, and I think that's what sometimes shows like Bob's Burgers does. It helps us to laugh and to be silly. And I think sometimes we take ourselves too seriously sometimes. And I think it's a good thing that we able to watch these things. And yes, it's really silly, but there's things that I like Mr. Bean. Well, believe it or not, like with Mr. Bean, he is kind of like, you know, I think he's a Shakespearean trained actor, but for many years, the character he created was really, people are going to say Mr. Bean's idiotic. Okay, yes, he does idiotic things. But you got to think of this in its way. Rowan Atkins, he created the character Mr. Bean, and just the fact is that it's really brilliant in its own stupidity. You have to watch it to understand what I'm talking about, and people don't realize that Rowan Atkins was actually, you know, Shakespearean trained actor. I never really saw Blackadder. I mean, I think I've watched it before, and when you hear this actor, Rowan Atkins, you know, acting, it's kind of like, man, it's just kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I think if you have a character that you do for years, and like Mr. Bean, and it's given much happiness to people who really love what you do and they enjoy it, and you can tell your fans really love that, it has to be an honor because those people that are your fans that follow you, you know that they're going to watch it, and probably their children are going to end up watching it with their mother and father that watch these things. So, you know, you're kind of immortalized in these people's eyes. And that's something, that's like a legacy that you leave behind. And that's beautiful, a beautiful thing. Yes, I know. You're going to think I'm nuts calling Mr. Bean a beautiful thing. But it's just his silliness, you know, that he does, that he brings to TV. And just watching his stuff, it's just amazing. And, man, if I could think of something of that stupidly brilliant, you know, when you make money off of it, it can't be all that bad. I mean, you're not going to sin. I mean, after you're acting, you're just normal. And sometimes I do know that people get so wrapped up in watching characters. I mean, I've done that myself, you know, just watching them myself. But the people are not like that in real life. And like I said, Rowan Atkins is a very brilliant man, believe it or not, even though he's playing Mr. Bean. And it was just, it's just brilliantly done. And I think he actually did retire from it. And you guys got to go see that Olympic clip of him where he was doing something. I wish I could actually bring it up and play it. It's like, maybe someday I'll have a, you know, a TV show or something and be able to show clips from things that I, like, love here. And as I'm talking to you guys, I'm trying to just write some stuff down here. It's not in the chat room, but I'm just writing back with emails and such. So I'm just, like, trying to do a couple things here at once. Getting back to today's show, it's kind of like a Halloween special, and the holidays are all coming up. And remember, people, you know, I believe, you know, whatever people want to do in their lives, you know, if you're going to drink, please be careful and, you know, don't drive. I know people want to get silly and stuff like that, that's okay. Just do us all a favor. Just be responsible. You know, take a cab. You know, that's something you got to really think about, you know, because everybody wants to be in great holiday spirits. I'm not saying anything's wrong with having a drink. It's just the fact of, if you're going to go overboard, okay, we all understand. Don't get behind the car, you know, the wheel of a car. Just go and just, you know, have fun. Enjoy yourself with your friends and family members and stuff, you know. Just don't get behind the wheel of a car. Just don't do it. I mean, hey, if you got to crash, you know, wherever, instead of getting behind the wheel of a car, that's a-okay. It's better to crash somewhere, not meaning the car, but I mean, you know, crashing, like falling asleep somewhere and waking up the next day. You may have a hangover, and no one likes a hangover. Believe me, I had those many, many years ago, you know, being hungover and stuff. But the thing is, it's better to be hungover and alive than being, you know, somewhere not alive in a crash in a car. So if you want to have fun, you know, drink responsibly. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's not fun to get a hangover. You know, it's not. Many years ago, I have drunk myself silly. But the one thing I never did was drive. And that's just something, I mean, be smart about it. If you're going to go out and get stupid and get, you know, wasted, just be a little bit smart at least, you know, go out and just have a good time. And if you have too much of a good time, just don't get behind the wheel of a car. That's all, you know, I hope for, because, you know, if you want to have more good times, just be a little smart and say, give your keys to someone else, you know, or take a cab. Or when you're going out with your friends, maybe y'all can pitch in for a cab. Have a designated driver. Yes, I know there's people out there that don't want to be the designated driver, but, you know, just plan for it. The holidays and seasons are coming up. You know, maybe that's something can help out. Or the people, I know, like, people like to go out and crowd. Maybe you can do this. When you're going to celebrate, right, and no one wants to be the designated driver, well, do this for the person. Whoever the designated driver is going to be, wherever you're going to be, maybe give them gas money. Maybe if it's a show or something, maybe everybody's saying, you know, in your group, who is ever a friend, if you're going to be the designated driver, maybe pay for their ticket, you know, to get in. Because it's kind of an appreciation when you're showing your friends that you're not using them. So maybe pay something, whoever the designated driver is. Because if they are that, you know, driving people back and forth, I mean, give back. You know, maybe, you know, that'd be a nice thing, a nice gesture, said, hey. And, you know, it's just something to think about, just really, really think about. Because it'd be better that you're here and getting silly at the holiday season, you know, having a drink here and there, you know, whatever it may be. Even I, like, once in a while, you know, I can't really drink, but, you know, I might like a little bit of Bailey's on ice or in a coffee, like a little nip or something. But I just don't like to go too overboard. It's just, you know, just to have a little toast. Plus, you got to be very, very truthful. More on getting to acting and on set. And if I'm going to do a little bit of fight scene, let me just say the smart thing for, you know, not wanting to drink, I don't want to go onto a film set. Besides, you might get kicked off a film set if you turn up all drunk. But, you know, if you're there and you're hungover, you don't want to do a fight scene while being hung over with a headache. That's kind of like, ow, 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 ow. You don't want to do that. So those are things where, you know, in my dream, you know, I choose not to go out and drink. It may be the lamest thing in the world, but to stay focused and stuff, you know, to keep working, and then to try to find balance for myself where even after the show, I'm still, like, a little worn out, so I'm going to be taking a little nap. And, you know, it's good. I love naps. I don't know. Maybe I am pot cat. Maybe that's one of my totems. I don't think I'm pot cat, but I love me some naps. I love curling up. Oh, yes. I also have some hot chocolate. I got to make some hot chocolate. Oh, I love hot chocolate. I love coffee and stuff. But you know when it gets really, really cold out and you're just like, hot chocolate with the marshmallows? And like, oh, it's heaven. It's so much heaven. So I'm going to, like, curl up and just take a little nap for shelling and chocks. But anyway, you know, I will be announcing more guests on my show, more stunt people, stunt men and women, and many other people will be on my show. And once again, a thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you call in, thank you. Who's ever been in the chat room, thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for supporting my show. So thank you very much. And everyone, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and enjoy your Sunday afternoon. And remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else. So you go for it. And this is Shelly Nunchucks wishing everybody to have a great Sunday afternoon. Happy Halloween. And I'm looking forward to all the great num-nums, all the great num-num-num-num-num-num, you know, all the sweets and everything for the holiday season. I can't wait. I'm so super pumped. Well, anyone, have a good Sunday afternoon or evening or Sunday morning, whatever you may be in the whole world up there. Hope it's all happy. Wish you all happiness and have a good day. Bye-bye.